Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Ed Harry. Coming up, Bayern Munich have the advantage after the first leg of their Champions League qualifier against FC Zurich. We round up the night's key action. The proposed strike in Spanish football is going ahead. We hear why the players are so unhappy. And in tennis, the women's world number one suffers a shock early defeat in Cincinnati.
You have good paths, you have some rough paths, but, you know, it's okay. I'm going to come back and win a lot of matches as well in the future.
More from Caroline Wozniacki in just a moment. First, though, to Wednesday's European Champions League football, and five more playoff first leg matches have been taking place. Among those in action, the four times former European champions Bayern Munich, who've made a solid start to their tie against FC Zurich. With the key results, the BBC's Nishat Ladha.
Bayern Munich looked impressive as they beat FC Zurich 2-0 at the Allianz Arena. The Bundesliga side, who reached the final of the competition in 2010, took the lead through Bastian Schweinsteiger's 8th-minute header. It was set up by Arjen Robben, who then himself scored to double their advantage in the 72nd minute. To cap a miserable night for the visitors, they had Mateo Beda sent off late on. Dinamo Zagreb scored 3 second-half goals to beat Malmo of Sweden 4-1. Brazilian playmaker Jorge Samir hit 2 goals for the Croatian champions. The Belgian side Genk scored an important away goal in a 2-1 defeat at Maccabi Haifa of Israel. And Wisla Krakow and Odense, both attempting to qualify for the Champions League for the first time, won 1-0 at home to Apoel Nicosia and Villarreal respectively. Patrick Malecki was on target for Krakow. Odense of Denmark claimed their win thanks to Henrik Andreasen's 84th minute effort.
The second leg of the Spanish Super Cup is deep into stoppage time. Barcelona at home lead Real Madrid by 3-2. Lionel Messi putting them 3-2 up just a few moments ago with his second goal of the night. The first leg in Madrid finished 2-2, so Barcelona on course to claim victory. Cesc Fabregas has been making his Barca debut, having completed his signing from Arsenal this week. Fans of both Real and Barca will have to wait to watch them in La Liga, though, because the start of the Spanish season is to be delayed. The league and the players, have failed to reach a new collective bargaining agreement, and are now set to proceed with a strike over the first two weekends of the top two divisions. The season was scheduled to kick off this Saturday. At the root of their dispute is the players' demand for greater protection of wages at clubs who've gone into administration. Noé Paramo has just joined the Primera Liga side Granada from Hercules, who were relegated last season. He says it was time for the players to take a stand.
Yeah, it's like the crisis of the football over here. It's just like we get a contract of 2-3 years and it's not sure that we're getting paid. And last season in Primera, called me old club, we went like 4 or 5 months without getting paid. And in this season, the AFE just said that it's not possible to carry on like this, and we have to get strong on our choice that the Liga won't start.
Noé Paramo. Here in England, the pressure's mounting on Sven-Göran Eriksson after his championship side Leicester City suffered a second straight defeat at home. Leicester had tipped as one of the favourites to gain promotion to the Premier League, and have made several signings, but they followed up their loss to Reading at the weekend with a 2-1 defeat to Bristol City. In contrast, the Uruguayan Gus Poyet goes from strength to strength with his Brighton side. Newly promoted, they won 3-1 at Cardiff to go second in the table, level on points with the Championship's leaders Southampton. Blackpool lost 1-0 at home to Derby, Millwall and Peterborough drew 2-2. In the Scottish Premier League, Rangers have signed the United States defender Carlos Bocanegra on a 3-year deal. The former Fulham fullback is the latest arrival at Ibrox as manager Ali McCoy strengthens his squad. Bocanegra, who arrives from Saint-Etienne, could play in Thursday's Europa League playoff against Maribor if he receives his international clearance in time. On to tennis, the women's world number one, Caroline Wozniacki, has suffered a shock opening defeat at the Cincinnati Open. She was beaten 6-4, 7-5 by the 19-year-old American wildcard Christina McHale. Wozniacki also lost her first match last week at the event in Toronto and admits she isn't used to going out so early from tournaments.
Well, I cannot remember when I last had 2 first round exits, so of course it's a bit different, and I would like to have gone further in the tournament and you know, I usually play better as the week goes on, but, you know, happen, and now I just look forward to next week.
The former world number one, Serena Williams, who's just won back-to-back titles on the women's tour, has pulled out of the Cincinnati Open. Serena is continuing her comeback, having missed almost a year through illness and injury. She says she may have aggravated a toe problem and doesn't want to take any risks so soon before the US Open.
Woke up this morning, you know, not feeling excellent, and then, you know, went to the gym to see how it felt before I hit practice, and that definitely didn't sit well. And there's a little swelling, so I thought it would be a wise decision.
Alongside the women's tournament, the men's Masters 1000 event also taking place in Cincinnati. All eyes there being on the top seed, Novak Djokovic, who plays a little later, taking on the teenage American Ryan Harrison. Already on Wednesday, there were wins for Andy Murray and Rafael Nadal, two players who suffered early exits in Montreal last week. Murray beat David Nalbandian in straight sets. Nadal was a 6-4, 7-5 winner over the Frenchman Julien Benneteau.
I think I did almost everything well, but less time that I would love to do it. You know, I did a lot of things well, but not in every point. I played 3 points well, after I played 2 points bad. I'm in the right way, but I need to keep having matches for sure. That's important for me now.
Now cricket, the fourth and final test between England and India begins at the Oval here in London on Thursday. England, leading the series 3-0, have moved above India at the top of the world test rankings and will be looking for a clean sweep of the series. As for the Indians, well, it's really pride they'll be playing for. Looking ahead is the BBC's Lee James.
England have already inflicted significant pain on this Indian team, but there's no question of them relaxing now they've reached the summit of test cricket. Complacency won't be allowed to creep in. If their bowling spearhead James Anderson comes through a fitness test on his thigh injury, they're likely to name an unchanged team. The challenge will be to improve after three comprehensive victories on an oval pitch that may take some spin and offer the beleaguered Indian batting lineup some respite. Significant injuries have certainly played their part in their downfall, but don't fully explain or excuse India's lacklustre displays. They've been outclassed in every department, failing to score over 300 in six innings, and have only bowled England out twice. Captain Mahendra Singh Dhoni hopes there won't be any knee-jerk reactions to this humbling series defeat, but knows this may be the final chance for many in the team to turn up and show some fight.
Well, England's captain Andrew South says they're aiming for a 4-0 series victory.
Well, I think we approach it in exactly the same way as we would any other test match. I mean, we're desperate to win, we're desperate to finish the summer on a high. And we've got a great opportunity to do so here this week. You know, I think the work ethic over the last couple of days has been very good, which is encouraging. And, you know, I'd certainly be very disappointed if we took our foot off the gas at this stage.
Well, India's captain MS Dhoni admits they have underperformed, but says that's not been down to complacency.
Well, we are not really sleeping, so we don't really need a wake-up call, you know. I think the past 2 years have been great. And, you know, it is a sport at the end of the day. You'll go through tough times. And I feel, you know, it's always challenges that make life interesting. You know, if you only achieve success, then, you know, it becomes quite easy for you in life. But, you know, it's the failures in life and the challenges that make life interesting. And it's the same with cricket or any other sport. So I think it's just a phase that we are going through. And we are learning a lot, you know, once you are going through a difficult phase.
Barcelona have won the European Super Cup after a 3-2 victory at home. The first leg had ended 2-2 in Madrid last weekend. But the closing moments at the Camp Nou marred by a mass brawl involving players and coaching staff, including Real Madrid's coach Jose Mourinho. Briefly, some athletics news. The defending world 800 metres champion Mbeleni Mlodzi will not be in Daegu to defend his world title later this month. He's pulled out the South African because of injury to his lower back. It's not been responding to treatment. Mlodzi not to be in